The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 9:40 on this finally Friday morning. You know, we live in this world where I feel like we talk about everything. We share everything about our health, our relationships. I mean, there's very little that we don't talk about, but money is still one of those taboo topics that people don't talk about with their friends and certainly don't like to talk about with their families, and that could be a problem. Joining us right now is the author of It's Your Wealth, Keep It, The Definitive Guide to Growing, Protecting, Enjoying, and Passing on Your Wealth is John Smallwood of Smallwood Wealth Management. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me today.
Especially right now when there's so much financial uncertainty for a lot of people, there's a growing concern about kids blowing their inheritance, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And there's this whole... When you think about it, the wealth that you have taken 20, 30, 40, 50 years to accumulate, the financial pressure that's out there, you know, taxes, transaction costs, you know, for many people, you see a long-term care event take away in 2 to 3 years what took 60 years to accumulate, right? And there's a lucky few that, you know, are able to pass wealth to their family that's meaningful, right? And what we're seeing is that, you know, you have to think about, what is it that you want? How do you want your money to pass? Where do you want it to pass to? Who do you want it to go to? And this is where people don't communicate about this, but like when you think about it, if I inherit $500,000 from my parents and I put it in my account, there's this unwritten rule, or it's written rule, that says that money is not subject to divorce in most states. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is the income that that asset generates is factored into an alimony or palimony calculation. So when, you know, let's say that a husband and wife each make $50,000 and they inherit this $500,000. So they're making $100,000 combined and they're going to get a divorce. And that $25,000 of income is now being considered into the calculation. So typically with that $50,000 each, they would just separate and go their own way, right? But now there's this $25,000 carrot that is basically saying, I'm entitled to $12,500, or whatever the math is, $12,500 a year. So in essence, you're going to give me $200,000 of that $500,000 in that divorce. And that's not supposed to happen. Okay, so when we think about it, like when you think about, you might have 2, 3, 4 kids. I have 4, right? Their station in life and what they're going through is different and unique to each one of them. Like I've seen, you know, people inherit money at a time in which their creditors, you know, divorce being a large one, and you know, 50% of the marriages end up there, but businesses, there's personal lines of credit. And right now in the COVID times, there's a lot of small businesses that are going bankrupt, and people have personally guaranteed leases. They personally guaranteed loans. They personally guaranteed many, many things that they're now liable for. And the money that took you 50 years to create, you know, if it goes to the person outright, the creditor can take it. If it goes into a protective trust that doesn't have mandatory distributions, it could be protected. And this is what people don't like. You know, I see this all the time where, you know, what is it that I want? How do I want my money to be, you know, to go from? And where do I want it to go? And how do I want my family to inherit it? And if, like, one of my family members happens to pass away and it's going to go to their spouse, is it going to go to my kids or is it going to go to their family? Like, I don't want my money going to their family. Right?
Well, yeah, sure. What are some things that people need to understand, John, as they want to protect their wealth and pass it on to their children? They don't want their kids to lose all that money right away. What are some things that they need to keep in mind when setting up their plans?
So the first thing they need to understand is, what is maximum protection for you, for the individual? Like, how is that constructed? I have to look at my liability protection, my umbrella, my long-term care, my disability. I have to look at my life insurance. I have to look at my wills and trust, and how does the money go, and how does all this money flow? And there's this thinking that if I have all this protection, I won't have enough money to live my life. And the idea is that I kind of need to, you know, an efficient financial plan maximizes protection while simultaneously maximizing the wealth that you have and the income from it. Like, we want to enjoy our income, and we want to make sure that we understand what our kids are going through today and what's the best way for us to pass that wealth to that individual. You know, you have special needs children, you have all these different ways in viewing it, but it's really, you know, sitting down at a point and saying, you know, over a dinner, over a casual conversation, is that your mother and I, or whatever it is, we've accumulated some wealth, and we want to start talking about, you know, how we're going to pass this to you, and what we want to have happen, and what are my dreams, and what do I want to have happen, so you know what that is. And then we do the thing where we create this, like, wealth curve blueprint is what I call it, but it's like an X-ray. It's like a snapshot in time. And the idea is, you know, where am I? And then assess where my threats are. What's the financial pressure that's taking away wealth? Can I plug all those leaks and that pressure and still achieve what it is that I want? And then implement and design the proper strategy so that when I am gone, my spouse is protected, my kids are protected from having to take care of my spouse, and that the money, you know, doesn't get gobbled up by nursing homes and, you know, other corporations and other people that aren't my kids and my direct, you know, family members. I might want to go to my charity. Like, I want, you know, that's something that I might want to have money, more money go to charity, but I wanted to go to where I wanted to go. And most people don't spend the time planning to make sure that it goes to where you want it to go.
Yeah. Planning and communication, those are key, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, when you work with a financial advisor, most, and I see this happen frequently, is financial advisors lead with some sort of product, some sort of, you know, carrot. And the carrot is, oh, you're going to have tax-free income, or you're never going to, you know, run out of money, or, you know, my product is better than your product. And it's all about product. And product is not going to make somebody successful. What's going to make somebody successful is the strategy and the solutions that they put together in the plan, and then combining good products, best in breed products, to implement that strategy. And you want to start, you know, the key is in the conversation with your advisor, are you talking about what you want to accomplish? Are you talking about, you know, here's what I want? And is that advisory team implementing what you want, or just, you know, some small aspect of it? And I think that's the problem, is that most people just want to sell a product where they're not interested in the big picture plan and the long-term strategy and protecting it and passing it to where you want it to go. And those people that are the beneficiaries are receiving it in the most strategic way. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the story of a lottery winner who runs out of money in 3 years, right? On average.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Of that nature, right? Well, you know, a young person inheriting money often spends that money. I know what I would have done if I inherited money at 21 versus what I do at 52. I mean, I don't think I'd have any of that money left if I inherited at 21.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that, right?
Yep. So, interesting conversation. There's a lot of families could really benefit from this stuff. The book is It's Your Wealth, Keep It, The Definitive Guide to Growing, Protecting, Enjoying, and Passing on Your Wealth. John, do you have a website or somewhere where people can connect with you?
Yeah, John L. smallwood.com, and the book's also available on Amazon. You know, you can Google search it and find it, and it's there.
All right.
And John L. Smallwood will link you to it, johnlsmallwood.com. We have a quiz on there that you can take that really gives you, are you prepared for retirement? A lot of tools available there for your consumption.
Okay.
For free.
Great. Good stuff. John, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you having me today. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye.